on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC Holland, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with chaos and conflict on the campus at UCLA. Over the past half hour, police in riot gear have moved in and started taking apart barricades made of plywood, wood pellets, metal fences, and trash cans at a pro-Palestinian encampment after protesters refused warnings to pack up and leave. KNX's John Baird is in the middle of it all.
They're moving in my direction. I'm trying to stay out of this thing. Basically, we've got a line of protesters who are backing up with a police line, pushing them. They're trying to push them out of here. And like there were some scuffles, they may have taken a couple people into custody, but the police came in and set off flashbang. They meant business. They came in. They want to clear the camp. They want to clear the supporters out of here.
Demonstrators had initially fended off officers with umbrellas and lights. And the protests continue to spread to more college campuses. Police in New York moving in and arresting demonstrators who set up an encampment at Fordham University's Lincoln Center campus. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner urged protesters on the UPenn campus to keep it peaceful.
We don't have to do stupid. What we should be doing here is upholding our tradition of being a welcoming, inviting city where people say things, even if other people don't like them, because they have a right to say it.
Arizona's governor set to sign a bill into law today to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban after two Republican state senators joined 14 Democrats to pass it. CBS's Janet Shamlians in Phoenix.
Abortion is legal here in Arizona until 15 weeks' time. So that's what they will go back to, unless there is this ballot initiative in November, which would be much less restrictive.
Officials in Wisconsin have identified a suspected gunman shot and killed by police outside a middle school. State Attorney General Josh Call.
This incident took place outdoors. The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
Police say he never entered the school and no one else was hurt. The verdict is in on ground beef and bird flu.
The meat supply is safe. That's a statement from the Department of Agriculture, which so far has tested 30 samples of ground beef sold in retail stores. All of the samples came from beef sold at stores in states with dairy cattle herds that had tested positive. Those states include Colorado, Michigan, North Carolina, and Texas.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. S&P futures up 35. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Check out Airbnb's new Icon Collection.
Purple rain.
Now you can rent a Minneapolis house owned by Prince that was featured in the pop culture blast of a movie from Airbnb. The company has 11 temporary listings, including events, and you could be lucky enough to win one. The cost? Either free or less than $100. How about that house from the 2009 movie Up?
He made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
No word whether you get your own personal talking dog and that much-needed collar. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Why does beer taste better icy cold? Now we know. Researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences have determined it's because temperature actually changes how the water and alcohol form, creating either chain-like or pyramid-shaped clusters at the molecular level. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. No names have yet been disclosed following a fatal motorcycle crash north of Wayland last night. According to Allegan County Sheriff Sergeant Blair Kakos, deputies and other first responders were dispatched to 12th Street near Division Avenue around 9:20 p.m. They found the biker unresponsive, and despite life-saving efforts at the scene, the biker was pronounced dead by the Allegan County Medical Examiner's Office. Kakos added that speed and alcohol were not initially believed to be contributing factors, but gave no other details about the incident, which remains under investigation. While tulip time comes once a year, a far more exclusive appearance opened up in Holland yesterday. The Holland Area Arts Council unveiled a month-long 25 Years Through the Wrong End of the Telescope exhibition, spotlighting the art of Theodore Geisel, Dr. Seuss. The free display includes rare and sought-after artworks spanning the nearly seven-decade career of the famed children's author, with what organizers say will astonish and delight visitors of all ages. HAAC Executive Director Lori Gramer said that a partnership with the Pinnacle Art Group out of Hudsonville helped make this the second stop of this national tour of Dr. Seuss's art.
It's very rare that an organization or a community this size gets a national tour of this recognition. So we are really super blessed to have this. And actually, the last time that a Dr. Seuss exhibit has ever been in Michigan was also at our location 10 years ago.
An online link to more information about the exhibit and hours that the Holland Area Arts Council will have during the Tulip Time Festival and beyond is in the story at WHTC.com. An economic study by Canopy Strategic Partners has found Kent County would be the best place in West Michigan for a John Ball Zoo aquarium. Zoo officials said back in February of 2021 they were considering building an aquarium. And then last October they wanted to see what would be a better location between Kent County or Muskegon County.
What this does is it increases the number of different things somebody could do if they came to Grand Rapids. So now they can go to the zoo, they can go to Meyer Garden, they can go to the aquarium.
That is Grand Valley State University economic expert Paul Eisley. John Ball Zoo CEO Peter D'Enzio said in a statement that the research showed both communities offer unique destination traits of lakeshore recreation versus urban core entertainment. The aquarium would create nearly 2,500 jobs, generate over $231 million in state and local tax revenue in the first decade, and have a $2.9 billion net economic impact on Kent County over 10 years. As for what it could do for neighboring Ottawa County, a state representative has returned $5,000 in COVID-19 grant money received from Lansing. Democrat Christian Grant returned the money after a secondary review done by Kent County found additional discrepancies in one of her grant applications. Grant told the Detroit News that an accounting mistake in her 2019 tax filings caused the issue, as her business Game Plan Lifestyle Planner had nearly $4,300 in sales and an application for a different business. She reported the lifestyle planner had only $205 in sales. A former advisor to Governor Rick Snyder is filing paperwork intending to sue the state attorney general and others, claiming malicious prosecution after the unsuccessful criminal case following the Flint water crisis. Richard Baird is intending to sue current Attorney General Dana Nessel, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, and former Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud, alleging abuse of process and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Baird is seeking over $1 million in emotional damages, over $1 million in reputational damages, and $800,000 in attorney fees. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.
This feature is presented by Bosch's Landscape and Lawn. Call 616-399-6861 and let Bosch's beautify your outdoor living space. 616-399-6861.
Did you know that snoring, trouble sleeping, and daytime sleepiness are some of the symptoms of sleep apnea? With untreated sleep apnea, you're not getting enough oxygen while you sleep, so it increases your risk for having a heart attack, high blood pressure, stroke, and diabetes. It can even contribute to anxiety, depression, and other health issues. But there's hope. Treating your sleep apnea can greatly reduce these risks. I'm Dr. Vandervelden in Zealand, and I treat sleep apnea using custom oral appliance therapy, which is an alternative to CPAP for people who either can't tolerate a CPAP or just don't want a CPAP. And studies show that overall, custom oral appliance therapy is just as effective as CPAP. Take care of your health by scheduling a free consultation with me to see if you're a candidate for custom oral appliance therapy. Call 616-741-9035. Again, 616-741-9035. Learn more at my website, westmichigancpapalternatives.com.
99.7 and 1450 WHTC and 92.7 The Van are all over Tulip Time. Our coverage is presented in part by Bowerman's on 8th, LakeshoreOutdoors.com, and Pizza Quest. Catch both parades on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, and we'll be around town hosting various events. Plus, The Van will be broadcasting live daily from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. from Bowerman's on 8th. The most Tulip Time coverage is on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC and 92.7 The Van.
710 WHTC Morning News on a Thursday morning. Another check of traffic and weather together, showing a couple of brand new incidents here. We have a stalled vehicle in the southbound lanes, blocking with the lights on, US 31 and Quincy Street. That's Holland Township. Again, we have a stalled vehicle in the southbound lane of US 31, blocking that southbound lane with the lights on, US 31 and Quincy Street in Holland Township. Also Holland Township, a two-vehicle head-on collision, blocking the intersection of Douglas Avenue and River Hills Drive. Let's check your weather from WHTC.com. A partly to mostly cloudy day, stray shower possible. 81 our high. Cloudy tonight, showers at times, 58 the low. Cloudy, periods of light rain early tomorrow for your Friday, 66. 73 on Saturday, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a shower. Then showers in the morning Sunday, partly cloudy in the afternoon, high 68 on Sunday. Sunshine right now in Zealand 51 and Holland 53. You can take us on your smartphone. Just download the WHTC app for free from Google Play or the Apple App Store.
Hi, this is Kevin from Holland Tire and Automotive Service Center. We are pleased to bring you Under the Hood Saturdays from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Are you ready to turn the key to a successful home sale? Look no further than Phil Nykamp with Keller Williams Harbortown. Phil is your expert guide to maximizing your profit and selling your house with ease.
Hi there, I'm Phil Nykamp. When it comes to selling your home, preparation is key.
Phil's approach begins with the basics, enhancing curb appeal with flowers and simple repairs to showcase your home at its absolute best for potential buyers.
I'll start with a comprehensive evaluation of your property, discussing your plans every step of the way. Let's ensure you're adding maximum value to your home. Once your home is ready, I'll aim for the highest price with the best terms. In our high-demand area, more offers mean more money and better terms for you.
And that's not all. Phil also gives back to the community, supporting local nonprofits like Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Hospice of Holland, and Community Action House.
Let's not just sell your house. Let's make a positive impact together.
Ready to sell? Visit PhilNykampRealEstate.com or call Phil Nykamp at 616-377-9700. It's the service you deserve with an agent you can trust.
The Huge Show. Talking sports and more every weekday afternoon on WHTC.com, 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Get up, we gotta go to work.
What?
It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Thank you, Len. 13 past 7 o'clock, WHTC Morning News. Sunshine in Zealand 51 and Holland 53.
The Tulip Time Festival 2024 kicking into high gear, and we've got so much to cover. We talked to him last year. So happy to have him back in. It's Luke Fanning. He is with the band Fiddle Fire, and Fiddle Fire, again, another part of the Tulip Time Festival for this year. First of all, Luke, thanks for coming over. You're just a couple of
A couple of blocks away, I understand.
Absolutely, Dan. Thanks for having me again.
Appreciate you coming by. And you guys gearing up for another performance at Tulip Time. I'm pretty sure I asked you this last year, but I don't remember the answer. How long has Fiddle Fire been involved in the Tulip Time Festival?
It's a special anniversary for us, Dan. This is our 20th year being involved. Yes, we started 20 years ago back in, 2004, doing a 10-minute segment with the Evergreen Corral at the Evergreen
Commons.
Yeah, lunch special that they had there. So we had a 5-minute, 10-minute segment that we'd change for in the parking lot, and then play our segment. And then about 11 years ago, we got our own show, first one down at the Knickerbocker, and we've grown all the way to filling Central Wesleyan now.
Little by little by little, you get up, you get more people interested in Fiddle Fire. You said the 20-year anniversary. You must have been just a baby back then.
Yeah. I was 13. Okay. We'd get picked up from our lunch break at high school and middle school and go over and do the show.
Luke Fanny with Fiddle Fire. Their show is May 7th, which is a Tuesday, coming up right around the corner. Central Wesleyan Church. As you mentioned, you went from Evergreen Common to the Knickerbocker up to bigger and venues, the Central Wesleyan Church. Tuesday, May 7th, 7 o'clock. Now, a lot of people know about Fiddle Fire, Luke, but maybe a few of our listeners don't. Talk about the band. I know it's a family band and been around for, well, at least 20 years.
Yeah. We are a family band. A lot of traditional fiddle music. I play fiddle. My sister plays fiddle. Brother plays bass. Mom and dad on hammered dulcimer guitar, some percussion. We bring a few friends in, and it's a blend of traditional Appalachian music, bluegrass, French Canadian. Just a hodgepodge, a musical smorgasbord of traditional folk music.
Now, because of that southern influence, is that why you call it a fiddle and not a violin?
I suppose that's the case. I like to joke a violin has strings, but a fiddle has strings.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, I live down in Nashville, Tennessee for about 25 years, so I know all about the fiddle. We're talking with Luke Fanning this morning. He's with the band Fiddle Fire, and they are playing their show May 7th, Central Wesleyan Church at 7 o'clock. Now, Luke, is Fiddle Fire something that you guys tour along throughout the year, or do you kind of stick close to home?
Dan, we used to play over 100 shows a year. Was our busiest year, and we all, after college, kind of moved away. My sister plays professionally out in Denver. My brother joined the military. I'm back here in Holland now. So this is a special reunion show for us. We all stay active in the music scene, but this is our chance to reunite as a family band and keep playing some music.
Luke, that kind of ties into my next question or thought, that at some point, do members of Fiddle Fire kind of grow out and go into different careers, and you got to replace them maybe with somebody younger?
Good question. We started early enough that we haven't faced that problem yet.
Oh, okay. Do you get maybe some of the young kids, though? Are you grooming the
next generation,
the little ones?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, I just had my first baby, so she's 7 months old.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
7 months.
You. Yep.
So, name?
Her name's Lena.
All right.
Yep. And she had a little Christmas picture with a little violin ornament. So I'd say that's about as far as we've gotten with her musical aptitude thus far.
Luke, I'm wondering here, and just your own thoughts on this, but you mentioned 20 years of Tulip Time. What do you attribute? Why do you think Fiddle Fire is so popular year after year? Actually gets more popular, apparently. We're going to be putting you at the Ford Field maybe next time we need more room, but...
Yeah, it's. I think it's relatable. It's family friendly. We have, a wide variety of music that we play, and little kids like coming up in the front and dancing.
Yeah.
Some of the more senior members of the audience enjoy hearing old favorites that they might have grown up listening to. And then we like to sprinkle in a little bit of, you know, humor and storytelling and make it relatable for everybody. So it's a wide variety of music that appeals to a wide audience, and it's just, I think, perfect for the festival.
I'm sure people that come to the festival year after year go home and say, man, you got to check out this Fiddle Fire. Luke, are you guys on the web, social media, somewhere we can get a little information on Fiddle Fire?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We just uploaded a couple of promo videos, so you get a little sense of the music that'll be playing, a little bit of background of the family, the stories. So if you check out on Facebook the Fiddle Fire or the Panning Family Band, you'll be able to see it there.
Well, you better clear out the next 20 years, Luke. I'm sure you'll be asked back year after year. Luke Fanning is our guest this morning from Fiddle Fire. Again, their concert is May 7th at Central Wesleyan Church, 7 p.m., all part of Tulip Time 2024. And tickets?
$32 available on the Tulip Time website.
I'm sure there's not too many of those left. So
they're getting scooped up, so hop online and grab a few and look forward to seeing you at the show.
Get them now while you can. Luke, thanks for your time this morning on WHTC Morning News.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Make 2024 a year to remember with Waverly Stone's Mediterranean-inspired menu. If you're aiming for fresh and flavorful foods to keep those resolutions intact, look no further. Imagine indulging in our spinach and gorgonzola salad, a vibrant blend of baby spinach, dried golden figs, cherries, walnuts, and gorgonzola, drizzled with a refreshing lemon vinaigrette. And here's the best part. Customize it with your choice of protein to make it a wholesome, satisfying meal. But hey, we get it. Sometimes you need that comforting bite. Waverly Stone has you covered with our pasta menu and the lamb kofta smash burger. Picture this, a seasoned lamb patty smashed on the griddle, nestled on a brioche bun with tzatziki, feta, tomato, and crisp lettuce. It's a taste sensation that'll transport you to the Mediterranean with every bite. And don't miss out on our special cocktail feature of the month, the perfect sip to complement your dining experience. Visit Waverly Stone today in downtown Holland or check us out online at waverlystone.com. Cheers to a tasteful new year.
Get ready for the ultimate in family fun at the 65th Ottawa County Fair this summer. From July 22nd through 27th, prepare for six big days packed with excitement and entertainment that you won't want to miss. It all starts with a bang on Monday at the USA Demo Derby Figure 8 Racing Night of Destruction. Tuesday, it's Unique Motorsports Bump and Run. Monster Truck Throwdown on Wednesday. Thursday, SJL Motocross. And Friday, Super Kicker Rodeo featuring the amazing music of Dwayne Spa. And here's the best part. Tickets for every grandstand show are only $10 or less. Visit OttawaCountyFair.com for all the details and grab your tickets today. Camping and company picnic season is not far away either. Camping at the Ottawa County Fairgrounds is beginning May 1, or you can have your company picnic at one of the most beautiful spots along the lakeshore. Reserve your date now at OttawaCountyFair.com. Don't forget to keep up with us on social media for updates and sneak peeks. Save the dates for a week of unforgettable memories with your family. Join us at the Ottawa County Fair, July 22nd through 27th. We can't wait to see you there.
7:21, it's WHTC Morning News, a Thursday morning edition, second day of May. Let's check sports with Rhonda Moss. It's brought to you by West Michigan CPAP Alternatives. If you snore or have sleep apnea, call Dr. Vanderbilt at 616-741-9035 or online, westmichigancpapalternatives.com.
The Celtics crushed the Heat by 34 in Game 5 to advance to the Eastern Conference Semis. Luka Doncic with a game-high 35 points, 10 dimes, as the Mavericks torched the Clippers by 30 to take a 3-2 series lead. Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch, who's recovering from knee surgery, plans to be in Denver Saturday for their Game 1 matchup against the Nuggets in the Western Conference Semis. Oilers, with three goals in the second period, beat the Kings to advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Stars protect home ice, skate past the Golden Knights, now lead the series 3-2. Several Brewers and Rays players being punished by baseball for Tuesday's bench-clearing brawl, including Brewers starting pitcher Freddie Peralta, who was given a 5-game suspension. Twins swept the White Sox. They've now won 10 straight, their longest win streak since 08. That's sports. Ronza Moss, NBC News Radio.
They say all good things must come to an end, and Van Wern Hardware Store in Holland is saying goodbye after an incredible 75 years of serving our community. That's right. Van Wern Hardware is closing the doors for good and retiring. But not before they share some incredible deals with you going on now. Everything goes, with discounts up to 50% off. Whether you need hardware, gifts, lawn and garden supplies, plumbing essentials, electrical gear, housewares, building supplies, or more, they've got you covered. Don't miss out on these fantastic savings. Van Wern Hardware Store is going out of business, and the sale is underway now. Cash, credit, or debit cards only, and all sales are final. On behalf of all the employees at Van Wern Hardware Store in Holland, they want to extend a heartfelt thank you for 75 amazing years of serving the Holland community. Don't miss your chance to grab incredible deals as they close their doors for the final time. Stop in and say goodbye to Van Wern Hardware on Ottawa Beach Road in Holland.
Hearing Voices with Scott Watson is brought to you weekday mornings at 7:40 a.m. by the Lighthouse Title Group based in Holland. Whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing, you have the right to choose your title and closing provider. Call 616-393-9240 or visit lighthousetitle.net. Lighthouse Title Group offers remarkable title services and real estate closings to residential and commercial customers. When you do choose us for your title company, you get experienced, innovative thinkers and established best practices that have been combined to provide you the highest level of service. Our family of offices has an abundance of great personalities and smiles too, which makes the complex nature of real estate transactions more enjoyable. For more information on why you should choose Lighthouse Title, visit lighthousetitle.net or call 616-393-9240.
99.7 and 1450 WHTC and 92.7 The Van are all over Tulip Time. Our coverage is presented in part by Lighthouse Title and Gateway Mission. Catch both parades on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, and we'll be around town hosting various events. Plus, The Van will be broadcasting live daily from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. from Bowerman's on 8th. The most Tulip Time coverage is on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC and 92.7 The Van.
I'm Bill Simonson. Join me later this hour at 7:55 a.m. for the huge interview right here on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Yes, the huge interview with Bill Simonson in about 30 minutes. And this morning, Bill talks with John Morosi from the Major League Baseball Network, talking all about the Detroit Tigers. That's the huge interview with Bill Simonson, weekday mornings about 7:55, all part of WHTC Morning News. 7:26 now, some news out of Dearborn as Ford recalling over 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks over taillights that failed to light up. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall impacts certain Maverick models that span from 2022 to this year. The vehicle's body control module may inadvertently deactivate one or both rear taillights. This does not impact headlights, turn signal, or stop lamps. Let's check in with Mark Mayfield now. He has consumer and business news.
The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. Chair Jerome Powell explained the central bank is waiting for more data to show inflation is coming down.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. In particular, and as I noted earlier, readings on inflation have come in above expectations. It is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected.
The central bank has said its goal is to get inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have remained at their highest in more than two decades since July. Since then, the U.S. economy has held up, with some experts believing that the anticipated rate cuts won't come for several more months. Tesla is firing its entire electric vehicle charging team. Employees confirmed the layoffs in social media posts. The news raises concerns about the future of one of the largest charging networks in the United States. Tesla's supercharger network has been a key selling point for its electric vehicles, as a lack of charging ports has been a large barrier to widespread adoption of EVs. Ford is recalling over 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks over taillights that failed to light up. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall impacts certain Maverick models that span from 2022 to this year. The vehicle's body control module may inadvertently deactivate one or both rear taillights. It does not impact headlights, turn signals, or stop lamps. Viking Cruises has the biggest initial public offering of the year so far. The cruise operator debuted on the New York Stock Exchange Wednesday and raised about $1.5 billion. Viking offers luxury cruises around the world aimed at wealthy older Americans. And Wall Street closed on Wednesday with stocks mixed. This came after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged once again. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 87 points to 37,903. The S&P 500 fell by 17 points to 5018. The NASDAQ dropped by 52 points to end the day at 15,605. Consumer and Business News, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Hey, it's Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
Check us out noon to 3 on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
We try to make sense of it all and have some fun.
Well, it's not always fun for you, Robin.
They canceled Dr. Seuss.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show.
Weekdays noon to 3
on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Mark from the Bay Area asks, in terms of which documents to shred and which to keep, over the years, we've refinanced a number of times, and I've continued to keep those documents, even though they are no longer our current mortgage. Should I continue to keep, or is it no longer something that would be pertinent? Also, my first home was a condo, and I believe I have the original paperwork for that purchase from back in the mid-80s. Well, Mark, once you refinance, you can shred all of that old paperwork. And as for the condo from the 80s, bye-bye, those go in the shredder as well.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.